Good morning and welcome to your Saturday. Last week, Krista Case Bryant, our editor, explained why we are publishing on Saturdays again.
You may have noticed in recent months a focus on getting you timely, relevant news stories. That's deliberate. A key way we've been doing that is through our expanded news briefs, many composed by our staff writers and bureaus around the world. We're introducing another change this weekend with the launch of a new Saturday newsletter. This means the stories we prepare on Friday will reach you with more timely insights. Let us know what you think at daily@csmonitor.com.
Your Monday Daily will have a different feel, too. A quick but thorough weekend catch-up and one deep read as you settle into the week. Both days' offerings will evolve. Today, we explore efforts to cope with the aftermath of storms and strife in constructive ways. Save room for dessert. Husna Haque, with her three young children, walks us through picture books on two remarkable themes. Then, five writers share sweet memories of childhood summers. Find our latest news briefs and full stories at csmonitor.com. It's July 12th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Now, today's Monitor stories. Even as emergency responders continue to comb through debris a week after a flash flood surged on the Guadalupe River north of San Antonio, Texas, an analysis is beginning on how similar tragedies could be avoided in the future. Experts say solutions exist, but also acknowledge that cost can be an obstacle for rural communities. Local officials say their top task remains recovering the missing. But state leaders say flood preparedness will be a focus of an upcoming special legislative session. What may be emerging? The political will to support reliable warning systems that can reach people who are in harm's way. Henry Gass reports from Ingram and Kerrville, Texas, for The Monitor. Plausible theories abound, but Ukrainians aren't entirely sure why Russian drones have been targeting the dairy industry in Kharkiv. Over the past 3 years, the region, Ukraine's third largest producer of milk in 2021, has lost half its herd of 33,000 cows. As Russia continues aerial attacks on cities, we look at this less reported development. Howard LaFranchi reports from Kharkiv, Ukraine, for The Monitor. With Syria's civil war over, people are returning home. But rebuilding is a potentially lethal task, as streets and farmland are seeded with unexploded landmines, leaving children and civilians potentially in harm's way. Demining activity is limited, but ongoing. It is better to work with what we have, says Hiba Al-Hassan, one of the women on a demining team, than not do anything. Dominique Sogel reports from Sarakeb, Syria, for The Monitor. A quartet of children's picture books spreads the message that no one is too small or too powerless to affect change. With courage and persistence, anyone can make a difference. Husna Haque reports for The Monitor. Chasing the ice cream truck down the street, whiling away hot days with water gun fights, picking figs and shucking sweet corn. A handful of writers share simple childhood memories that underscore summertime as a season steeped in nostalgia. Contributing writers share with The Monitor. Find their short essays at csmonitor.com/daily. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Good Luck Ajay.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.